AP News, I'm Ed Donaghy. Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado met with President Trump at the White House. The president had been lobbying for the Peace Prize. It went to Machado.
I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize.
President Trump confirmed on social media Machado had left the medal for him to keep, and he said it was an honor to meet her. Machado says she presented it
as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
The two discussed Venezuela's future, despite the president's doubts about Machado's leadership. He has said she lacks support and respect. This is White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
It was a realistic assessment based on what the president was reading and hearing from his advisors and national security team. And at this moment in time, his opinion on that matter has not changed.
She called Machado a remarkable and brave voice. A U.S. citizen says in a statement she was dragged from her car and detained by immigration officers in Minneapolis. Video of the arrest has drawn millions of views on social media. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act in response to the pushback to his immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says photos show the disrespect for agents.
It says, F ICE. You have these individuals who are putting their middle finger, proudly so, at the camera. Another ICE individual, a vehicle that was vandalized last night by these left-wing agitators. People don't do this without encouragement from people in power who make them feel like it's okay.
At the UN, America's envoy renewed threats against Iran despite President Trump's efforts to lower the temperature. The average long-term mortgage rate hit the lowest point in more than 3 years. Stocks finished the day higher. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Clayton Kershaw is not done pitching just yet.
He has agreed to join the U.S. team for this year's World Baseball Classic. The left-handed Kershaw announced last September that he was retiring at the end of last season. He had a stellar career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner wanted to pitch for the Americans in the 2023 tournament, but was prevented because of insurance issues. The U.S., which lost the 2023 title game to Japan, opens March 6 versus Brazil at Houston. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Former New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing questions about the launch of a new cryptocurrency token, which he claims will help support efforts to end anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism. The coin was launched on Monday to a nearly $600 million valuation before plummeting by 75% after an account withdrew $2.5 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.